This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Doncic feeling it. String music. The Don.
I tell you, Luka, in 7 minutes, he's got 20.
Yeah, but what did he have for breakfast, according to Nico?
Right.
8 o'clock hour here on Sean and RJ. Glad you're joining us as we try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. That is Lakers television with the call. And no Joker, no Jamal Murray. Disappointing. No LeBron either. So Luka takes over, and the Lakers beat Denver to be the 3 seed right now in the Western Conference. Mavs had a crazy, wild ending against the Indiana Pacers, but they end up losing. And Tim McMahon on ESPN continues to say that despite a couple people in the building trying to tell Anthony Davis, you know, you're returning, probably not the best thing for us right now, Anthony Davis is not trying to hear that, and the return is possibly closer.
Doesn't want any part of that, and I hate that. I'm glad he's getting healthy. By the way, a lot of people having problems in playing golf while he's on while he's hurt. I mean,
okay,
I get it. I get it. I mean, that's you know, if you had a when you're hurt, you can't play. People think golf is golf. There's a lot of torque that goes on with the body in a game of golf.
You're telling me.
especially like, you know, your core, that's a big part of it. You know, the inner thigh.
And he was smoking a cigar.
I know. You can't have anything, no foreign substances in your body.
Right.
That's what they say.
That's what Nico says.
That's what Nico says.
Nico says.
This was Luka after the Laker win last night, talking about his comfort in L.A.
It just feels like getting into a new home, you know. Dallas was my home for almost seven years. It really felt like home. So coming here, you know, just trying to build a new home, and I'm getting more and more comfortable.
So that stings, and this stings even more. Luka Trade Fiasco is actually its own Twitter account on X. It's Tolo who sent this over to me. I'm just going to take his word for it. Anything that pours more salt in the wound and makes the Mavericks look worse, I'm just going to read it as fact. So that's my disclaimer. Minutes played. Luka, third among all players right now in the NBA. Minutes played in the 23-24 playoffs. First among all players. Why was this not brought up during any of the press conferences? So we're just talking about the number of minutes played, even though Luka has been missing some games. So I'm just throwing that out there to add more salt into the wound. Marcus Morris longtime NBA player. His brother, Markieff. We know that name as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Marcus Morris sat down with a podcast with Kevin O'Connor, and he talked about the Michael Finley-Luca beer incident and took a lot of this drama back to that moment.
When I seen Michael Finley take that beer out of his hand, and I know a lot of people might not have looked at that, but as a player, I didn't like how that looked, right? Like, we just won, we celebrate, and I have a beer, it's cameras, and you kind of take that away from me. It's like almost you're trying to like hint at something, right? Mm. And I did, as a player at that stature, I didn't agree with that. I didn't agree how they kind of tried to paint that picture. So now, fast forward, you kind of painting that picture the entire time that he has a drinking problem, that he's overweight, right? And I don't feel as though that has anything to do with his play. Yes, he was injured. A lot of players get injured all the time. A lot of players take a long time to come back. But his production level is through the roof. So how do you sum up, okay, it's time to trade this guy? Like, how does that come to your mind?
It's amazing when you look back at certain lighthearted moments. At the time, we're like, business not done. Michael mm-hmm. Finley setting the tone, setting the standard.
We ain't done yet.
And now you look at it through a different lens.
You do.
And it could have still been that. Michael Finley needs to answer that question, really. Someone needs to get to Finley and ask him that. Like, why did you take that beer?
Yeah, he's absolutely right. It does set the tone that there's a drinking issue. That's exactly how it would be perceived by many. I think that's how I looked at it. Like, there's two ways to look at it. Either he is got the issue and they feel he has the issue, or they're doing the literally we ain't done yet.
Well,
then they've got to do it to everybody else.
We were also throwing it out there. They just didn't want him to do it on camera.
Okay.
Not that he had a drinking issue. Like, hey, not here. Job not done. Don't look unprofessional. These were the theories that were being thrown out.
But, like, this is the same organization that had their head coach drinking a beer in the post game, in the hallway on camera doing his post game interviews. Nelly was here. Nelly would be in a post game. It'd be in the scrum, and he would just have a beer. It was just very casual.
Different regime,
different era. It was very casual, though. To me, when you clinch something and you're celebrating, you ain't celebrating with ginger ale. It's champagne.
Well, look at a baseball clubhouse afterwards.
Right, it's champagne.
Marcus Morris, part two of Luka getting dealt and the beer incident.
And then, not only that you trade him to the LA Lakers, a team that you have to see every year, four times a year, in the playoffs. So what do you think is about to happen when he goes to the Lakers? You think he's going to be... He's going to be Luka Doncic 0.20. He's going to kill. He has the best player possibly ever. Now he can see the work ethic. Now you can see what goes into the day and day of being greatness, right?
Jake on the fan text. Luka looks like the MVP. MF for saving the league with ratings for sure. He's the most valuable single player asset the NBA currently has. This guy is amazing. Biggest conspiracy in Dallas since JFK. We might have to wait 50 plus years for the Luka files to come out. So a very good text right there from Jake. And Bobby, I had the same thought last night as you did. You have these random moments that hit you. And I just say to myself, like, they traded Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking yesterday while watching him go off in this first quarter.
Yeah.
Or when he hit the crazy trick shot. I'm like, they traded, like, Luka Doncic was traded. Whenever I see a stupid Shams recycle of that tweet and all the stories retold, it just comes back around. I think I'm going to, like, view this, not to downgrade my parents, but it'll just randomly hit me sometime when my parents go, like, my dad's no longer here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, she's not here. And it hits me in the sports way of, Luka Doncic is not, he's not coming back.
We were talking about this. what's the 30 for 30 going to be called? Is it going to be called they traded who? Or Shams was hacked?
Hacked.
Or just simply the statement, they traded Luka Doncic?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest problem here is you take a look at it, and it's like when you know to, when I see him playing this game, like I see it and I go, like, this doesn't feel real. This feels like an alternate universe where I traded a player in a video game or something. The thing is that it's just, it hits you, like I said, at those random spots where you go, how? Like, how did we end up, if 8 weeks ago, how did we go from 8 weeks ago where this team was at and where this franchise looked to be heading to where we are now? It's where he's not here. Nobody's here. You don't know what the future is. You feel like you're at odds with Dirk Nowitzki, who is the most loyal athlete to his team, arguably, in the history of modern sports. And you've got him on the outs now. You've done all that in 8 weeks.
You needed, if you're Nico, and I'm saying this, you know, with what would Jerry say? A little wink here, a little smile on my face.
Yeah, I'm smiling while I say
you
this.
Needed Luka in Betty Ford a week after he got traded. You needed him in rehab, and you needed the Lakers' defense to completely fall apart, and that's not, neither are happening.
Nope, it's definitely not happening on the defensive front. All of a sudden, the Lakers are playing some of the best defense in the NBA. Not all, thanks to Luka Doncic.
And not all of a sudden, it's been happening.
Yeah. Not all due to Luka, but I was told, like, you can't have a great defense if Luka's on the floor. That's what Nico Harrison seemed to believe. The Lakers' defense, this is from ESPN, they had an article up yesterday talking about how the Lakers have turned things around defensively. It started the turnaround on December 31st when they acquired Dorian Finney-Smith, another former Maverick. They were 21st in defensive efficiency before that. They are fourth in the NBA in the year of 2025 in defensive efficiency. That's how they've just completely changed things over. Now, they've added some different role players along the way, different other defenders that they're working into the mix. And a big change for J.J. Redick has been, all right, we're not going to worry about the three-point shot nearly as much. Like, we're not worried about, like,
we're,
oh my gosh,
it up.
Take it away. Give it up a little bit. And specifically for Luka, LeBron, and Austin Reeves, he's told them, hey, I'd rather have you sag off the perimeter a little bit, give them some room to breathe, that's fine, if it'll help us off the dribble. Because what's killing us right now is you guys getting blown past or different things like that. We can live with the math, the odds of them making a shot with a little bit of room on the three-point line. What we can't live with is just getting sliced and diced on the interior. So that has been a big scheme change for them. Well, how has that affected Luka? According to ESPN, Luka is the third best isolation defender in the NBA among qualifying players since he made his debut in LA. The efficiency numbers in terms of points allowed per isolation is the third best rate in the NBA out of the qualifying players since he got to LA.
Gosh.
So it's almost like if your organization just would have been proactive and here are the ways that we can address these things. And, you know, let's make lemonade out of lemons. Let's just not look and say, you got to fit this box. You got to be this way. You make things work when you're talking about a once every two generations talent.
So they were the football defensive coach who forces his players to switch to a 4-3 when they're really 3-4 guys.
Since his debut on February 10th, he leads the Lakers in points, rebounds, assists, steals, threes, and plus minus.
Are those like important stats?
Were you the one who retweeted the Luka three-pointers made stat about Kobe?
No.
This was out there last night that he already has, I don't know, I don't remember the number of games it is, but it's something like 10 games. 10 games with at least 3 three-pointers for the Lakers or something like that. He's the first Lakers guard to do that since Kobe in 2013. And he's done it in a month.
I mean, I still can't believe it. They traded him.
877-881-1053. Maybe we'll bring you some good basketball news for your wallet. As Stephon Marbury is here to save RJ Choppy.
Marbury. That's right. The Starburys are back. He is bringing back the shoes that cost just $15. He plans to relaunch these very affordable sneakers that he dropped back in 2005. And he is going to bring, he announced them in 2005. They made their debut in 06. And he is going to bring them back. So that's what he wants to do for basically $15. And after 25, going into 2030, he wants to see all these shoes for the next 4 or 5 years come on out. I can't wait for this. I just hope they're popular because the kids buy was popular.
Well, what I was thinking when you said this was your kids are going to dismiss them because they're $15. But you said, no, they're judging it just by the look.
Yeah, they judge it by the look a lot. Like, you know, like LeBron. Like, my kids don't have the LeBron shoes. They've never actually asked for him. They've asked for.
So you're telling me they'll go in and really just pick it. The price won't really factor in their mind.
Not necessarily. Now, Luka, his whole basketball team picked out the Aunt Pearls, the Kevin Durant ones. They're all pink, right? So they just picked those out. But like, you know, Julian last year, like he's never asked for like the LeBron's. He was like, these are the Giannis's. This is what the kids are wearing. And then this year, he's like, all his friends wanted the Sabrinas. So they're wearing, you know, they're wearing WNBA sneakers now.
And how much are all those?
The Giannis's, they were, I mean, they weren't crazy. They weren't like $125, you know, but they're not 15. They're not 15.
I mean, these Marberries look pretty good. The New York Knick colors.
I get down with those.
Can you walk in a store and know exactly, like, do you have a taste for what your kids would like or not like fashion-wise?
I don't even bother.
Or sneaker-wise?
Absolutely not. Okay. I have no idea. I don't even try.
Yeah.
I was thinking about buying, like, you know, Christmas stuff. I don't even try with that, man. Like, just here. Go to the store. We're going to go together, and you're going to tell me what you want because I'm not going to go back.
You can't for your girls.
No. No, no, I can't. Absolutely. I don't even get involved in any of that. That's all. That can be all Kristen. I did have to just text Peyton and ask him. I was like, don't cheat. I just need to know if you know who Stephon Marbury is. So we'll see if he actually knows that. I bet you he doesn't.
Well, he's going to cheat.
But no, he's an honest man.
And he's going to look.
Although he's in Boston now and he's turned into a real jerk.
Yeah. 877-881-1053. They might stab him if he asks a masshole on the street about a New York Knick out there like the St. Paddy's Day parade. Below the Bell on the Home of the Cowboys is coming up at 840, but has DFW taken over food at the Masters? Next on Sean and RJ.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like strawberry lemonade and extra strength fan fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to Tolo Diego, who sent us the menu that's getting a lot of props at the Masters. DFW's very own Scotty Scheffler has come out with the list of cuisine for April 8th, 2025. And we have it for you and your approval or disapproval on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Appetizers, the Scotty Scheffler menu, cheeseburger sliders, and firecracker shrimp. I'm of the
opinion. Sounds good to me.
You can never go wrong with firecracker shrimp. I think it's an undefeated appetizer.
I think shrimp in general is fantastic.
It's not as expensive as cocktail shrimp, one of the greatest ripoffs out there. It's not just St. Elmo's. It charges you $5 a shrimp anywhere. You go and get shrimp cocktail, and you're getting ripped off.
Yep. They were good shrimp. They were good size. You know, yeah. not anything like crazy big.
Yeah.
But they were fantastic. It was just expensive.
He also has meatball and ravioli bites here. All right. First course, making it tick, as Gavin Dawson would say.
Texas
style chili, cheddar cheese, jalapenos, and corn chips. So he may be going with the Frito pie here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you got to throw Fritos on it.
I've always preferred saltines over Fritos.
Okay, chili. That's fair.
Okay. But either way, Texas-style chili, that's the first course. Then the main course. I think there's no argument. It's the king of steaks. He's going with the wood-fired cowboy ribeye or black and redfish.
I love a good redfish. I love a good redfish.
You got a surf or a turf option with family-style mac and cheese, jalapeno cream corn, soy glazed Brussels sprouts, chipotle lime, roasted sweet potatoes. Are we all good with the entree options?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
How you gonna go wrong
other than fish?
You can't go wrong with either one of them. I'm a filet over ribeye, but it just depends on what mood you're in. Mm-hmm. Do you want the redfish or do you want the ribeye? Are you playing golf the next day? Playing the next day? I don't know. I mean, a ribeye might stick in your gut a little bit. You get the morning poops out of it. You never know.
And that man's come off a bail and been able to hit his tee shot. I don't think he's worried about that.
And then Dave Portnoy was doing backflips over the dessert, saying this should be a staple on many more menus. Scotty Scheffler's Masters dessert, the warm chocolate, as RJ would say, chocolate chip skillet cookie with vanilla bean ice cream.
I mean, you can't go wrong with it. It's tremendous. Warm cookie's great. I do prefer.
Should he have put Bluebell on here?
That would have solidified it.
Yeah,
that would have solidified it. A good brownie. I think I like brownie with ice cream better.
Yep.
Than chocolate chip with ice cream.
Yep.
But the brownie, I'm a nut in my brownie guy, right? And I gotta have nuts in it, and the giant chocolate chips. Gotta have both of them, right? I like to have both of them inside, baked in.
Yeah, the skillet cookie's really good with the ice cream on top. That's a really good option. The only thing is, just is that going to be just brought out like immediately warm and then you're going to devour it instantly? Because if you let that thing sit for too long, it hardens and then it's not really the same experience.
Yeah. It's a great menu. I'm positive I've seen it up before.
Really?
Let us go back. Let's harken back to Scotty Scheffler's 2023 Masters dinner. Cheeseburger sliders.
Oh, no.
Firecracker shrimp.
Oh, no.
He did have tortilla soup. That was good.
Okay.
The main course, Texas ribeye or blackened redfish.
Oh, gosh.
And the dessert, a warm chocolate skillet cookie.
Scotty.
He's
used to those jail meals every day, right. The same thing.
Same thing.
He's used to that jail cuisine.
He's having it served on prison trays and everything.
Yeah. Change something up. Change, be a little original. Look, come on now.
This is
unoriginal.
They got rid of the tortilla soup.
Yeah. This is a meal that is completely safe. There's consistency all over this meal.
I bet Augusta got rid of the tortilla soup.
Yeah. There's consistency.
The blackened redfish was close.
Oh.
They said, no, Blackens.
And they went, oh, okay.
Augusta.
There is consistency all over this meal. You can't go wrong. Like, nobody hates anything. This is like the Snickers bar of meals. Like, no one says no, right? It's a solid. Is it the best I've seen? I mean, they had.
Is there someone renowned for having the best Master's menu?
Everybody loved John Rahm's. I can't pronounce half of it. It's a lot of it.
Is this
the
one we had Peyton pronounce?
Yes, yeah, it was. It looked phenomenal. The Matsuyama's had miso glazed black cod.
Oh yeah,
Miyazaki Wagyu.
Ooh,
Japanese strawberry shortcake.
How high can you wait? You the golfer has to pay for this.
Yeah, the golfer. I believe the golfer. Pays God. If they pay for this.
Yeah, because that's their tradition. You know, that's what
you win, you pay.
That's exactly it. By the way, following up on last segment about Stephon Marbury, Peyton texted back. He has no idea who that is.
Wow.
That's what he said. He said, no idea. Who is that?
Danny Willett had, mini cottage pies, a pot roast, and an apple crumble, and then coffee and tea. Jordan Spieth.
What is cottage pie? Pittman put up a video of that the other day. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Is it like a shepherd's pie, maybe?
Maybe.
Cottage pie. Yeah, it's like a shepherd's pie, basically.
I really like shepherd's pie.
Jordan Spieth had authentic Texas barbecue. He had a choice of beef brisket, smoked half chicken, pork ribs, barbecue baked beans. I guess it wasn't a choice. He served all those. Ooh. And then he also had a warm chocolate chip cookie with ice cream. Bubba Watson had Caesar salad, chicken breast, green beans, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, corn, and confetti cake.
God, where's he from?
Bubba Watson, Alabama, Georgia.
Exactly.
Adam Scott said he ordered off the menu that night. So there you go.
All right, so there it is. Scotty Scheffler with the DFW menu for the Masters. That is getting a lot of praise. Bobby with the wildest story of the week.
Yeah, this is not somebody who's getting a lot of praise. Brittany Fortenberry. Ever heard of her?
Nope.
Well,
nope.
There are plenty of people around Indiana who have. a married teacher who is being accused of relations with several young boys would allegedly make her barely teenage victims wear scream masks while they participated in their time together. Former math teacher Brittany Fortenberry.
13-year-olds know what scream is?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Julian wants to watch it. Every time we go to watch it, it's like he just falls asleep.
There's Brittany Fortenberry, by the way, on the fan cam. You've got her one picture along with the little mugshot there. She's a former math teacher, and she had many of her victims that she met at two different Morgan County schools in 2024 while she was serving as a substitute teacher. She's a 31-year-old math teacher, and five new alleged victims came forward. One of the boys told police Fortenberry reached out to him after a separate misconduct investigation. She spent $600 on him and a group of boys, then had them wear the horror movie masks while she just had herself a time there in the home.
Multiple students?
Multiple 13-year-olds.
Wearing scream masks.
And made them wear scream masks. In fact, one of the boys said that whenever they would say, like, yeah, I don't think I'm into this. I don't think I want to do this. She would just kind of pull them over, and she would, the line she gave to them, apparently, according to police, was, just let it happen. That's what she would tell these kids. So this is not just, like, a lot of these stories you hear about. And somebody will say, I'm in love with her. Like, they'll say they're in love with the teacher. Or the teacher will be like, oh, it's just being so stupid. This one sounds like the boys are like, she was, like, predatory and insane.
Did she have them wear the mask for, like, to conceal identity or, like, a fetish?
No, like a fetish. She fetishized it because they watched a horror movie before, and then she would have them do it. Another victim said that Fortenberry would offer between $100 and $800 to each of the boys for photos of themselves. So Brittany Fortenberry.
Well, you got to get what she told the police. The excuse.
So here's the thing. And this is, you know what? Maybe she's right about this. This isn't so bad. She's blaming her actions on her 150-pound weight loss. She had told police that She knows what she did was wrong. She doesn't think she would have acted that way if she was still heavy. She thinks that she just...
Yeah, because none of them would have touched her.
newfound confidence. And she felt like, hey, I can really pick up these 13-year-olds now, I think. And so she said that 150-pound weight loss is what really triggered this. She would have acted differently. It sent her down a life of debauchery as soon as she was skinny and ready to mingle and go out on the town. So watch out. If you want to stay loyal and out of the crime, you need to put back on that 150 pounds.
Don't just bang the erasers.
Gosh. All right, Chop, your favorite story of the day?
All right, I like this one. This is coming from Antarctica. So there is this research lab in Antarctica that is very, very difficult to get to. You've got to go to South Africa and then take a boat to Antarctica, and then you've got to trek through the snow and the ice and the polar caps and the, dodging the penguin poop that's everywhere. Well, a story comes from this Antarctic base where one of the researchers that's on this team got... Oh, your phone's ringing.
Children's Medical Hospital. Never a great sign.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you worried?
No. I think my wife would have told me it's probably for some appointment next week.
But one of the researchers that's there on this base, and there's a team of them there, became violent and threatened to kill everybody there. And you are completely isolated, and you have to go through months and months and months of mental training just to get approved, like an interview process, to get approved to go here because you are there for a year at a time. They're not getting picked up until December. It is about to be winter. Because they're on the southern hemisphere, so it's about to, their seasons are flipped. They're about to go into just cold, 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 and darkness. So everything they say in Antarctica, it's crazy because you're completely alone. You just have the people there. It's you're cooped up inside, and when you do go outside, everything is completely silent, and it's all white. You just see white for days. There's no trees, nothing.
So Augusta again,
and people kind of go a little bit bonkers, and this guy did, and they can't get anybody out of there for at least 2 weeks. That's how long it takes to get there. But it's also difficult to get there because you can't even get there right now anyway because of the weather.
Amount of money.
These poor people. Yeah, how long could you last?
No amount of money to go be there, live there, do anything else. I like Kristen all the time. She's like, wouldn't it be nice when the kids go off, we could go move out to the country. I'm like, no, I don't want anything that's like, oh, it's a 15-minute commute to go get groceries or anything like that. I would go crazy.
Do you consider where I live country?
No, it takes a while to get there, but
are you judging country by distance to other life, stores, or environment like woods and cattle and farmland?
If it takes me 15-minute drive to get anywhere, including just to get groceries.
Oh, okay.
Or if we're talking about... It's always a trek to just get back to normal civilization.
Yeah.
That's too much. You're not too far from a highway. So it's...
Oh, no.
To me, it's
not... So you're always preferring a city.
Yeah, I need to be just near things. People and near things. Things. Yeah.
This, I don't know, for $100 million, I mean, could you do a year here? I would say, I would give it a shot.
No.
I would give it a shot. You would probably go crazy, though. I mean, this is straight out of The Shining.
Yeah, I mean, this is literally the plot of it. Although, at least there, they had a house and some people to talk to in the bathroom.
And the bartender that was not really real, but he talked to him.
Yeah.
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line. Thank you for listening to the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ on your official home of the Texas Rangers and your NFL football team. Three veteran additions. Three additions the Cowboys can still make to jumpstart their roster next. And below
the belt,
right here on The Fan, the great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Could these three veterans be the solution for the Cowboys' Vegas problems as massive underdogs behind the Bears, the Vikings, and
Tampa?
Several other... Yeah. Worthy teams.
San Fran.
Yeah, exactly.
Tearing it down.
Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano, a first-class buying experience. Over at The Athletic, John Machota has an article up. He talked about three free agents who he feels like they missed out on, and then three free agents who he thinks that they could still tap into as we're in this second wave of free agency. Guys they missed out on, like you mentioned, Dre Greenlaw. That was the linebacker that they really wanted. That was the one that they thought, all right, that'll solidify us. We'll be good there. He ends up signing with Denver. Christian Fulton, the corner. Puna Ford, the defensive tackle, who ended up with the Rams. So you got guys who you were hoping for, banking on, missed out on them. These three are going to address the position of defensive line, wide receiver, and corner, which are all areas that I think we still have as relatively significant needs.
Wide receiver, too, to me, is the scariest. That's the scariest need.
Yeah.
It's a big-time need, and it's a big-time position, and they have not addressed it. Could they have? Yes.
Well, they've tried with Tolbert. They're going to try to sell us on Mingo.
Uh-huh. They try. That's a tough. That might be Jerry's most impressive sales pitch of all time, if he can get that to land.
Mingo?
If he can get it to land. Now, he's not going to be able to.
They tried it with Gallup. Yeah. They've tried.
Yeah.
Cooks.
I talk about this offseason. Like, they haven't really, you know. They didn't get who they, you know, who was out there, Adams and Cup.
Well, I mean, they were for a while prioritizing receiver way high because they was like, all right, we got Cobb, Gallup, Cooper. All right, Cobb's out. We're drafting Lamb. It's Lamb, Gallup, Cooper. Like, they were putting resources in there, and then they just kind of shifted away from it in the last couple of years.
Yeah, because of Dak.
Yeah,
Dak's money.
And so he's eating too much of that pie. Why don't you cut back on some of the pie? Nico would never let that happen. When you look at their receiver setup right now. If I told you they're going into training camp, but this is the group, this is who they have. Sorry, you're going to deal with it. Are you wanting Tolbert, who you probably feel like you know a little bit more of what he is, which is not great, but you probably think he's better than Mingo, versus giving Mingo a shot of a guy who just, I don't think he's very good, but I also just don't know about him. Would you rather they roll with Mingo or Tolbert if they were to enter camp right now like that?
I guess I'll lean Mingo. Lean Tolbert.
Tolbert.
I think
Tolbert for me.
I think Tolbert's probably Mingo. I think part of what they like about him too is just, and he did show this on tape last year when he was here, he was really good in the run game. And so if they are wanting to establish more of the run identity and do some different things there, then he could be effective in that effort on the perimeter.
Did Lockett officially sign yet?
With
the Raiders? I couldn't. I know there was reports that he was like heading there, but
I haven't seen
it. I never saw anything official.
No, there's nothing that says he signed. There's just stuff about him.
Let me give you a scouting report from one of your colleagues.
Oh, well, okay.
At the NFL Network. Ted McMillan.
Love him.
That's all we keep hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
Ted McMillan. Go ahead, get him. 12, 12, 12. Steve Smith, NFL Network, with his scouting report.
The T-Mac evaluation for me, my humble opinion, is, yeah, he's a number one ranked wide receiver, but he's not the number one wide receiver. I think he leaves a lot of plays on the field.
Okay.
I don't think he has the ability to dominate like his size is. I think he's a jump ball guy, but I don't see his route tree being very elaborate.
Okay, well, Steve Smith's like Tiger Woods. As soon as he stops getting his affair people, I guess he just loses all of his ability. Man,
I cannot think about Steve Smith without seeing the photo of him taken like from below.
Yeah, I've seen his evaluations. I'm not a fan. Clearly, we all just saw his evaluations recently. He could do better. All right, if you want to go,
you're not agreeing with any of that.
No, I think Tet McMillan is really, really good.
But how could, I'm dumbing this down. How could a possible Hall of Fame wide receiver NFL analyst look at film? Did he say three things, two of the three you disagree with there? Or are you just boiling it down to whether you think McMillan's good or not? What he actually said?
I think it's really impossible to look at things on his tape and say he leaves anything on the field. I think that there's very little that's wasted in Tet McMillan's game. I think that's an awful criticism. Sometimes I feel like receivers can either be, and this is the case with anybody who plays the position, I feel like somebody who's played the position before can either give you really great insight, and then there are other times where like the competitor in them and the way they do things is going to come out a little bit, and they're going to be a little like, yeah, that guy's not, I wouldn't do it that way.
Yeah.
I don't like that guy. And so I think there's a little bit of that.
That's fair, because you probably do gravitate to players who play like you in terms of what you like.
Sure.
There's a bias. There's a built-in bias there.
All right, so here are the players that John Machota wants them to go after. And we'll start with the receiver position. Keenan Allen He said the Cowboys had some interest in Cooper Kupp before he signed with the Seahawks. Dallas never was going to be a player at that number, but Allen would be more affordable and could give the Cowboys a much-needed number two wide receiver option. Keenan Allen, last year with the Bears at his age 32 season, 70 receptions, 744 yards, 7 touchdowns. He's had before that, leading into that year, he had 5,000 receiving yard seasons in 7 years leading up to that.
So I am actually surprised at Keenan's numbers. I thought looking them up, they were going to be worse. Keenan Allen has always been, you know, a solid, solid pro, but hurt.
Yeah.
Injured. 15 games, 70 catches. He's, how old is he?
He'll be 33 next year.
You know what? If you can get Keenan Allen on the cheap, I'd be down for it. I thought his numbers were going to be worse for this, playing with a broken system in Chicago, yeah, no line, and a rookie quarterback.
Lucky for you, I actually have prepared salary numbers, so you can actually make a judgment based on what the money is.
Oh,
all right, Keenan Allen, I tell you the deal is 2 years, $20 million, $16 million guaranteed. So it's $10 million a year. And you are locked in for probably, you're probably going to be locked in for the full 2 years.
10 a year? Okay. What do you think? How much more expensive is Diggs going to be?
Man, the longer
and then
they
give me the contract for Lockett, because I'm looking at Lockett and Keenan as my three.
Yeah,
and hoping for a better two.
My thought is Stephon Diggs probably 15, 16 a year. Okay. I would guess Lockett around 8 to 10, maybe less because he's pretty much slot only.
Okay.
Would you rather have Lockett or Keenan? And keep in mind, CD working out of the slot.
Keenan, probably Keenan, because that allows CD to play in the slot more.
Take it for what it's worth. Keenan Allen's average yards of separation this past year was 3. Pretty good. Lockett's 2.7. So other people that were at, you know, Ja'Marr Chase was at 3. Justin Jefferson was 3.1. Amon-Ra St. Brown was 3.1. So take that for what it's worth. Ladd McConkey, 3.1.
All right. 2 for 20. I'm in on that right now.
Chop.
I can't be too
for
greedy.
Keenan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like Lockett better still. But if it was only Keenan Allen, I would do 2 for 20. I they're going to have to find a way to draft somebody, I'm sure. They're going to.
Yeah, you would think.
It depends on the class and how high you want to go.
Of course, if it doesn't go their way, you know what they'll say. Well, we spent a fourth-round pick on Jonathan Mingo.
Right.
That was one of our draft picks. Asante Samuel Jr. at corner, one of the darlings of the Cowboys draft coverage Twitter sphere 4 years ago when he was coming out. And somebody who has played decent with the Chargers but had injury issues recently and has still had some of his struggles at times in coverage. John writes that he's another starting caliber cornerback. Says it's somewhat surprising that Samuel hasn't been signed. There are some health concerns, but he's a quality player when on the field. 25 years old. He's 5'10", 180. Smaller build. He would probably play a lot of your nickel. He'd be the Jordan Lewis replacement. Asante Samuel Jr., I tell you, you can have him for 2 years, $19 million, so 9.5 years.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I have not watched Asante Samuel on tape or remember any of his highlights. That's why I go to PFF for these things in these conversations. He had a 59.3 PFF grade. That's not good. 131 out of 222 corners. That does not mean I'm saying no.
Right.
I don't know enough about it.
I don't know enough about it. I mean, I'll tell you this. You know, like, so there are some teams that say he's a former first rounder. Let's take the former first rounder, right? There's a pedigree there.
Yeah, he's not. But
right.
Yeah.
I know. But the pedigree for him is obviously his name. And, like, you know, you have to ask yourself, how much does it matter growing up with a professional athlete father of the same position, same sport, everything, where, like, does that give you a higher IQ in that sport, which could help you along the way?
Sure.
I think in baseball, like, you know.
He's 25?
Yeah, he's 25 years old. He's really small. And so there are concerns about him holding up over time because, like, just a slightly built guy who'll have some injuries stacked
up. What do you think? What's the money?
It'd be 9.5 years for 2 years. So because the corner market, yeah, that would be paying above what he's probably worth. But it's because the corner market right now is really expensive.
It's jumping. I mean, look, you're going to have to get players anyway. Do you want rookies at that position?
Screw it. Yeah, sign him and then get somebody in here to compete and figure it out. Yep. And then the last name here along the defensive line. Ooh, an old soul.
Calais
Campbell. He turns 39 in September, continues to be productive, coming off of his 17th NFL season. John Machota says that Campbell ranked sixth by PFF among all interior defensive linemen last season.
Wow.
He can still play kind of a little bit, some flexibility across the defensive line. Just steady contributor. Last couple years, 5.5 sacks, 6.5,
in.
5 sacks.
In.
So 1 year, and I tell you, $8 million.
In. I'm tired of, I succumbed to RJ Choppy's ageism on too many defenders, like the Bobby Wack. RJ was right on running backs, always right, nothing matters but the quarterback. But I gave in to these, my gut wanted veteran leaders like a Bobby Wagner here and there to bring in, not just to play, but this locker room obviously needed it with the Micah and Tank crap. Calais Campbell was number one, according to PFF, in run defense grade.
Wow.
An 86. His overall grade was an 82.3. That tells me he can still play. Seems like the right type of dude. Everyone loves. I'm in.
And how old is he?
He'll be 39 in September. This will be year 18.
He on that LeBron program.
Dude, there's a chance we were in college at the same time.
Did he go to Tennessee?
No, he didn't. I'm just saying, like, at the same time.
There's no way, is there?
I don't know. I mean, he could have been.
What year did you graduate?
02.
Yeah, you definitely were not in college with him at the same time. You're 45.
Okay, so, yeah, but he was there late. He was at college late. Calais Campbell got there in 04, so you were close.
Close.
He got to Miami in 2004. But I would be in on this one. To me, again, you've got resources. You've got finances available to be able to spend a little bit because you've missed out on some players. You've got to do the best you can to cover some of these contingencies because you cannot just lean on, oh, let's make sure the personnel department just picks us starters all the way through round six. That's going to screw them over.
It does.
And they can't just lean on that.
Yeah, one-year deal. Yeah, you get it for 1 year.
Which is all I think he wants right now, I'd imagine. So,
and you in on that?
Yeah, I'd be in on that for $8 million and just say, hey, let him come in here and be somebody to disperse knowledge as well to the young defensive lineman.
B-Low, B-Belt, on the official home of the Dallas Cowboys, Thursday edition of Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Let's get to all the gambling. All the picks, all the bets, and our official bracket reveal with the show punishment with the madness kicking off today, next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.